Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 6, 2017. Invocation by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the sweat of the public, led by Commissioner Hall.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for blessing us to see another day. All the employees of Jefferson County, elected officials, I ask that you continue to bless those fighting for our democracy abroad and here at home. We ask that you continue to bless our families, each and every one of them. I ask that you give us your divine leadership and guidance in the decisions we make for the citizens of Jefferson County. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Begin under County Commissioners, item D, to consider and possibly approve the proclamation for Action of Project Awareness Day. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I believe we have Ms. Donna Beckett here today. If you'd like to come up and stand at the lectern, I'll read this resolution. This reads, whereas Jefferson County experiences a disproportionate rate of sexually transmitted infections, specifically among black men and women ages 18 to 24, and STIs are known high-risk factors for HIV infection. Whereas limited work has been done with black college students who are most at risk for HIV infection and may engage in high-risk behaviors, whereas there is a great need for targeted HIV prevention interventions, especially on college campuses, since none that have been developed specifically for heterosexual black men and women enrolled in college, leaving them vulnerable to infection. Whereas Life Shield Project, and founder Danica Beckett, is committed to conducting formative research that will set the foundation for development of prevention interventions that target black men and women ages 18 to 24, enrolled in Jefferson County, Texas colleges, addressing their explicit concerns, which will be significant for reducing HIV prevalence. And whereas February 7th is the Life Shield Project Awareness Day, and therefore be resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court supports citizens affected by this epidemic by declaring February 7th is the Life Shield Project Awareness Day in Jefferson County. Ms. Beckett.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We wish you the best. What kind of activities are you going to be having tomorrow?
Tomorrow I will have basically, for the most part, an information table over the LIT campus from 9 a.m. to 2. And I'll be there answering questions, students' questions, any questions that they have, of course, about HIV and STDs and things like that. Just bringing awareness and letting them know, especially about the statistics. A lot of students are unaware, and most of the students that I have been approaching have been very appreciative of the project and thanking me because they've learned so much just by simply bringing awareness to it and being able to answer some questions that might not always get, you know, they might not always have the opportunity to ask, maybe in class and things like being able to keep up with the trend. So I'm happy to be able to be a local resource.
Wish you all the best of luck with it and hope that you bring a lot of awareness out there to prevent people from getting the disease.
Thank you so much, and thank you to the Commissioner's
Court. All right. Under first thing, item A, consider approve, execute, receive a renewal for a term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County for Beaumont Enterprise Examiner Corporation in Port Arthur News for a term 1 year renewal from March 8, 2017 to March 7, 2018. Item B is to consider approve, award, and execute acceptance of offer for a term contract for mowing for Jefferson County Universal Operations LLC, as shown on attachment A. Item C is to consider, approve, and execute change order number 2 for Major Drive Extension from SH 124 to LaBelle Road with Palmco LLC for a reduction in the scope of work at Front Road for a decrease of $33,807.50, bringing the total contract amount from $1,794,672.55 down to $1,760,865.05. It does not change the number of working days for this project. Item D is consider approved repairs to the operational side of the central plant cooling water tower located at Ford Park in the amount of $19,734.88 to ICM in accordance with the invitation for bids. Funding will come from the Ford Park operations budget. Do I have a motion on the item under purchase?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Seminole. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes are unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have one item, regular county bills, check numbers 429796 through 430056. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Seminole. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve the selection of Claudio Oliveira by Spectra Venue Management, the new general manager at Ford Park under Spectra's management contract. Item B is receive and file executed agreement between Jefferson County Line Barker Law Firm for tax lien transfer foreclosure work. Item C is consider approve and execute Jefferson County Ford Park Youth License Agreement to allow the use of half of the exhibit hall by the Dare and Independent School District for April 21st, 2017. April 24th, 2017. Item E is consider a possibly approved exempting the following group from paying for security during the scheduled event for the year 2017, City of Beaumont General Election Saturday, May 6th, 2017, and security fees will be paid via budgeted funds. Item F is consider a possibly approved and authorized the county judge to execute a grant application from the specialty court program for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $131,138. Item G is consider possibly approved and authorized the county judge to execute a demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur, authorizing demolition of property located at 3700 Doctor Drive. And item H is consider possibly approved and authorized the county judge to execute a demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur, authorizing the demolition of property located at 4008 Donald Street in Port Arthur. And by addendum, item I is consider approving and execute resolution to approve Jefferson County District Attorney's Office annual grant application for Violence Against Women Act funding for the Criminal Justice Division of the Governor's Office. The motion of the item under Commissioners.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Risk Management, we have one item. A, consider and possibly approve the following appointments to the Southeast Texas Government Employee Benefit School Board of Trustees, effective January 1st, 2017, for a 3-year term. Kim Bunches by Commissioner Arnold, Mitch Woods by Commissioner Brent Weaver, Teresa Goodness by Commissioner Michael Senegal, Carl Holmes by Commissioner Bo Alfred, and I will have to come up with another nominee for me, so I'm going to amend that. Commissioner Domain has purchased a home in Dripping Springs and will be moving, and so won't be eligible for that spot. So, the other appointments, do I have a motion on those?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alfred.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our agenda today. You may see a number of items that relate to contracts at Ford Park over the next couple of months because we make this transition in management. A lot of those contracts that are after March 31st, 2017 will have to be brought for Commissioner's Court for scheduling between now and March 31st. Commissioner, anything y'all wish to bring the attention of the public?
Well, Judge, I'm
bring to attention to the public, everybody else, we have discussed with the visitor center, and the new spectrum manager will be housed out of there until the transition truly occurs. So he'll be there at the Benjamin Rogers business.
Very good.